How will I know if you really love me? I say a prayer with every heartbeat. I fall in love whenever we meet. Oh, this is love. How can I feel weak? Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Elizabeth's World, where we are having an extension of pulling heartstrings. We're asking the question of how will I know? How will I know if I'm traumatized or not? I'm just asking.
Okay. من جبولة وانو اللي تبطول سبب فيك يبنك بكلومة وانو يستند السامي وانتو بوزو يامي
complicated. Can't recall my mornings ever being this faded. Baby, this is karma, definition of jaded. Oh, this stays on my mind. This stays on my mind. Trying to put a muzzle on my crazy feelings. 1 minute I'm cool and then the next I'm tripping. With somebody new, I swear she don't deserve this. Wasted on my mind. She stay on my mind till we build it up, just to let it wash away. Tell me, did I lace you up, just to watch you run away? Tell me who's getting on my love, who's getting on my love? Tell me who. Getting all my time, all of that used to be mine. Oh, who did you teach what I taught you? Better not give it my nickname. I don't like thinking about it. I swear that it's wearing me down. No, tell me who, who's getting all of my, who's getting all of my residuals? Who's getting my residuals? Made it clear you didn't wanna see the sequel. I was lying when I said the feeling's mutual. Took some time to realize we're different people. And love is blind, I see love is blind. Do we build it up, just to let it wash away? Tell me, did I lace you up? Just to watch you run away. Tell me who, who's getting all my love, who's getting all my love? Tell me who, who's getting all my time, all of that used to be mine. Oh, who did you teach what I taught you? Better not give it my nickname. I don't like thinking about it. I swear that it's wearing me down. No. Tell me who, who's getting all of my, who's getting all of my residuals? Who's getting my residuals? Who's getting my residuals?
Les marchands s'écroulera. Tu me l'avais promis, bébé.
prenons le temps avant de s'engager. Allons doucement, mama. Doucement, mama. Allons doucement, mama. Doucement, mama. Is everything gonna be good? I'm with you, baby lover. Baby, baby. Pourquoi cours-tu pour me prouver ton amour? N'guette pas l'horloge. De l'horloge, on se concentre sur le time. Pardon, bébé, faut pas nous précipiter pour rencontrer mes parents face après.
Flights have never been easier. Paratus is introducing SkyFi internet packages with speeds that will have you reaching for your seatbelt. Starting from $500, excluding VAT, per month, with speeds reaching up to 10 megabits per second. There's even a prepaid option where you can top up your SkyFi internet for just $15 per gigabyte. No contracts, no fuss. Visit your nearest Paratus branch to find out more. Or go to Paratus.Africa/Namibia to sign up online.
Always prepare, Paratus.
Great news. Impact just got even better. We have added brand new features to make your experience smoother, faster, and more powerful than ever before. Ready to unlock the full potential of Imba? Get all exclusive features for just $36 a month, or save even more with our special subscription plans. 5% discount for 3 months subscription, 10% discount for 6 months subscription, and 25% discount for 12 months subscription. Choose the plan that works best for you and start enjoying everything Imba has to offer at an unbeatable price. Imba. Where the world congregates. Download it and subscribe today.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts of previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Hello?
Good afternoon, sir. How are you?
Great, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you. My name is Elizabeth. I'm calling you from Eagle FM.
Okay.
I wanted to know if you can stop your work so that you can talk to me. That called unexpectedly.
I can't stop the work.
Hey, so you have to just continuing. Well, you just need to continue working.
Yes.
Oh, but you can work and talk at the same time.
That's correct.
Okay.
The noise.
Okay.
The
affirmative.
Noise,
affirmative is okay. Okay. So why are you working? Why are you working?
I'm working to meet my psychological needs.
Okay, to meet your psychological needs. What are those psychological needs?
That is now aim of guilt. Maintaining my shelter. Maintaining my machine. And when it comes to security, upgrading it, whether it's now the docks, or it's the building of the walls, or whether it's the services that you need to pay for it.
Whether it's the security in terms of having financial security, so that even if you fall today, you will not die immediately.
Yes. So that you are able to meet the requirements at the health facilities, medical bills, food, so the body can have nutrition, as well as for you to meet a certain standard too, so that the society, you know, the society has a criteria of judging a person. If you are not working, you are not a human being. They'll put you aside. And you are not in their class also, because what are you bringing positive in their life? What changes are you bringing to it? And self-respect. Yes, you need to work. The body needs to be moving so that it doesn't pick up unnecessary injuries. If you are just lying in bed, or you are just seated, psychologically, you will pick up a funny disease that you don't know. So you need to be working. And then, yeah, those are the needs.
All right, those are the needs of working. But is there also another reason that you work?
Is there another reason that I work?
Maybe like children.
School.
Children. Children.
Children. You know, family. Maintaining family. The family.
Yes. Now, when we talk about maintaining the family, right? Where do you put the family in your priorities?
Where do I put the family in my priorities? What do you mean by this?
Like, if there is a pedestal, if there is like a board where you say this one is more important, or this one is the most important out of all of the others, where do you place family?
That will be right from the psychological need. Yes.
So it will be at the top.
Because if you meet, it's not even the top, that's the base.
Okay.
Because once you meet that, then you can grow to the next one.
You're defining Maslow's hierarchy, or you're going by, in accordance to Maslow's hierarchy?
Yes. Let me put it that way.
Okay. So do you appreciate your children? Do you like your children?
I don't like them. I need them. I love them.
You love them, but you don't like them? Are they nice people?
Yes.
Are they nice people? You think you're raising good people?
They are. I think they are nice people. They will be like me.
So they are nice people.
If they are not like me, probably they will be like one of their ancestors. So before I met, I make them to come into existence. I did a background check. So that's how I decided, okay.
This one is somewhere I can give back.
I'll start my family from here. Yes.
And how is that journey been as a parent?
It was a great one.
It was, you are done.
Yes, I'm done.
Oh, I'm an That's nice that time, really.
Parenthood doesn't stop.
Yeah.
It continues until you depart from this.
So how is it going?
And then they will continue this. yes.
Okay, but how is it going so far?
So far, it's going good.
Mm-hmm.
Great. The kids are asking questions, mm-hmm. questions that we never ask.
Yeah, but as we are, yeah. we are not woke moths.
Us.
Yeah.
Like them. They are born in the world of technology.
Of course.
We were far behind.
They
at that point, they even literally teach themselves before.
Mm-hmm.
Before you think you can teach them, they will tell you, ah, that one I saw it.
Mm.
Like, tell me more about it.
Yeah.
Then they give you a basic of what you need to know beforehand.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but yes, they'll keep you on your toes.
Yeah.
You need to protect them.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, you can lose them anytime.
Mm-hmm. So you believe that these kids, they are good people. They are in good hands, and you are doing your part. How will you know if you are a good parent or not?
How will you know if you are a good parent
mm-hmm. or not?
Or not?
Because it seems like you guys just want positive things. When you talk about your children, you guys are very defensive.
When you're a bad parent, you know, when you're a bad parent,
yeah,
your kid, okay, you will receive complaints, a lot of complaints
about your children.
About your children.
Mm-hmm.
You will have to fix a lot of damage that your child will be doing.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's to the environment, whether it's to your
to
property.
To others' property.
Or to others.
Mm-hmm.
You receive a call from the principal's office that, sir, I need to talk to you. It's about your junior.
Mm-hmm.
Those that name your children's junior.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And, you'll get a call from the Sunday
school
teacher.
Even Sunday school teacher is reporting, guys.
Oh, they will also report.
Okay.
Yes, they have to report that.
Mm-hmm.
How was he in class? You need to ask.
Yeah.
What they learn from the technology,
mm-hmm.
how they put it into practice.
Yeah.
Will it have a negative effect?
Mm.
If it has a negative effect, then that's also bad parenting because you need to restrict the site where the children have to do their search.
Mm.
And then also, if your children can look after pets,
mm-hmm.
If they can't look after pets.
If they can't look after pets.
Yes, if they can't look after pets.
Mm-hmm.
That's also bad parenting.
Okay, why? Let's talk about that one.
Pets, if they have love for pets,
mm-hmm.
let's say if they can take care of a dog, then you know.
Now, if your child is scared of dogs.
Yes, then give him a cat.
If he doesn't like cats.
Yes.
If he doesn't like cats, he's scared of dogs. So we must just give him a pet of some kind.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Or plant.
Mm-hmm. Something to take care of.
Yes, just something to take care of. Mm-hmm. To keep them busy.
Mm-hmm. Something that is alive.
That's correct.
Mm-hmm. Something that has feelings as well. Something that is alive.
You need to explain to them. If they head to the plant,
mm-hmm.
they'll also cry.
Mm-hmm.
A small little they see there is
tears and blood.
Yes. Yes.
Because plants cry in blood.
The scar that you see there,
mm-hmm.
it's the tissue that's damaged.
Mm-hmm.
That's correct.
Mm-hmm.
You give them toys,
mm-hmm.
like toys, real toys.
Yeah. Which one is a real toy?
Small wheelbarrow,
okay.
Small spade,
okay.
Small broom.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're like, okay, you play there. You see it's dirty there.
Mm-hmm.
You play there. Like cleaning using your toys.
Mm.
Yeah, at the same time, they are playing, but they are practicing.
Mm-hmm.
They are in high school.
Mm.
Doing, improving how to keep their surroundings clean.
Mm.
Removing hazards.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And you're like, okay, now let's go pick up your dog poo
mm-hmm.
so that the visitors don't check on them when they come visit and drink the mess into their house.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Then, yeah, basically.
Okay. No.
It's very broad.
Yes. But it's a good start nonetheless. I also wanted to ask you, because I know that you do some community work and you look out for your community, and there's a neighborhood watch and what, the walking police, what are you guys?
You can call us anything. Those are just titles.
Yeah.
Protector.
Look at this one. Looking for all the nice names.
Yes. Security officer.
Bouncers.
Yes.
All right. So I know that you have quite a lot of experience when it comes to dealing with criminals and dealing with people that are in the wrong place at the wrong time doing the wrong things. But I also know that amongst those people there are children.
Yes.
Now, tell me about those children, those kinds of children. Children that get into get onto the other side of the law.
Okay, they literally not just stand up and do it by themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Today I'll wake up and then I'll go to, I'm going to steal in the shop.
Mm.
So they, it starts by either watching a movie,
mm-hmm.
starts by being influenced by their friends, peer pressure.
Mm-hmm. That peer pressure, is that peer pressure real?
Peer pressure is real, because if there is a group of experienced
criminals,
young naughty children,
mm-hmm.
I have to put it.
Experienced naughty children. Mm-hmm.
Yes. And they want to grow their group.
Mm-hmm.
They will have to teach one. And if that one has to be in their group, they will ask him to go take something.
Mm-hmm.
Dare him to go do it if he wants to be part of the group.
Mm-hmm.
So that is peer pressure. And
so you can't just stay inside the group without doing that. Isn't that like gangs? Isn't that gangsterism also?
That's how it starts.
Mm-hmm.
That's how gangsterism starts.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to be following me as your leader,
mm-hmm.
then you must do what I say.
Now, my question is, why does my child want to be in that group?
Why does your child want to be in that group? He feels it's cool to be naughty or to be feared, because normally what they do, they bully the others. So they are feared when they walk in groups. And he feels like, okay, he's now grown.
Mm-hmm.
He feels he knows more,
mm-hmm.
and on the other hand,
mm-hmm.
they are really just lost.
Mm.
Yes, they are lost.
But how can they be lost if they have matriarch as a mother? Like, where do we lose each other as parent and child? Where do we lose each other? Because for my child to be feeling lost, right?
Mm.
And for me to not be able to help them or assist them from on their journey of growing, what happen? Like, how do we get there? Especially with the boy child. Because one thing I know that they are funny is that The boy child doesn't get the conversation about their body. Nobody talks about their bodies. Everybody has the sex talk here and there. You know, sometimes your uncle realizes that you're a big boy, then he gives you a box of condoms, and then that's the sex talk, you know? But then nobody talks about puberty, especially with young boys. Nobody talks about puberty. Kuchai, you're going to be feeling emotional, ne, when you become this age. You're going to start feeling emotional, but you must just be strong. Because it's just part of you growing up. You're gonna be emotional, you're gonna be angry, you're going to be agitated, you're going to be growing hair in various places, your body is going to be changing, you're going to be having funny dreams.
You're not allowed to. On the other side.
I'm sorry, I found that one. Mm-hmm.
So with all of this, nobody has that conversation with the boy child. And could we say that this is a contributing factor to their misdirection in life or their lostness?
Okay. Mm-hmm. When it comes to kids, children, we have to dedicate enough time to them. Mm. Do we do that? Mm. Yes, no, maybe. Mm-hmm. And if the time that we dedicate to them,
mm-hmm.
do we talk the right words to them? Do they understand what we are saying, or do they just hear us talk?
Mm-hmm.
Can they interpret
mm-hmm.
what we are saying to them?
Mm-hmm.
So, and then the other thing is also saying it's only the responsibility of me, the father and the mother, that is wrong. Children mm. belong to the community, to the right community.
Mm.
So what's right is right, and what's wrong is wrong. So if anybody finds your child doing something wrong,
mm.
and they are trying to align them
mm.
correctly,
yeah.
whether, okay, let's say, for instance, yeah, they might have screamed, but it's the correct message they send out, but
yeah.
they use a wrong tone.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you as a parent, don't just look at the negative part that this parent was screaming at my child.
Mm-hmm.
Look at the positive mm-hmm. message.
But is it not difficult?
The screaming just waits. Okay, it depends now on the how can I put it, emotional intelligence.
Mm-hmm.
How far are you?
Mm-hmm.
How can I put it? How are you equipped
mm-hmm.
with emotional intelligence when you find yourself in that situation? And then, the other one is, where we say, okay, in this generation, to be honest,
mm-hmm.
the part where we say the child belongs to the community,
mm-hmm.
we also look at it with skeptical eyes.
Yeah.
Because of what the community do to the children.
Yeah, that's part of the problem.
Yes, mm-hmm. we are fear. Mm-hmm. Just a fear. That's okay. Not just the community, just me now.
Mm.
What I'm, the way I'm going to raise my child, that's it.
Mm.
You even fear to send the child to the playground.
Yeah.
For
me, I'm going to write a whole letter to City of Windhoek. I'm going to write a letter to City of Windhoek where they must just close down these parks.
No, the parks should not be closed down.
They must close down the parks, guys, or they must get real polices that are in the park. Because right now, like the Pioneers Park, yeah? Like, what park area? It's just drugs there.
That are lying down there.
It's not even children there.
Mm,
it's just adults that are doing drugs.
The parks should be turned either into
parking lots.
Not parking lots. Sports fields. Like sports fields.
Yeah.
Honestly, something to keep us fit. Now you are having something, you know, the gym in Van Eyde.
Yeah, like that one.
Yes,
I don't
like
understand,
that.
Guys.
Also. Yeah, punching bags. They can put up punching bags.
Mm.
That's good for cardio also.
But isn't that also just encouraging violence?
Violence.
Eh.
It's okay. If you look at it from a violent point of view,
Because if the street in front of the park in Vanaeda is a drug street, literally it's a drug street, and the street next to that one is a drug street, then a gym that is having punching bags, and is that not an encouragement for us to go and train ourselves?
Rowing can also be another one.
Yes.
Then we also have just something to stretch out. Either pull, row. What is the other one that you can also do in a safe manner? Squatting. Push-ups. Just bracket that they must design. And then cycling. Another safe way. Just to mention a few. When you say you need real police officers.
I mean police that can arrest you for criminal activities.
Let's raise awareness. That's the case.
Yeah.
People must raise awareness. And then that's the only way some people will change their habits.
Because it's very difficult being a parent here, man.
Yeah. If you have a mic,
talk about
where you can either announce, talk about it. I like the style of Thomas Shangula. Thomas Shangula, right?
I guess.
Yes. Excuse me if I pronounce the name wrongly, though. Yeah. That's a good way. He does have educational topics.
Yeah. Who's Thomas Shangula?
Yes. Thomas that speaks.
Where does
he speak? The Havana 4-way stop.
Oh-ho.
Now sometimes it's here at Benin.
Oh, the one that insults people. Mulime Bashmanangala. That guy also.
Yes, you're such a mic. It's good for raising awareness.
No. Kuchintaki longa. Wanangala ne mwaningan. Guys.
Now, if you are targeting now the people that sell drugs, know that speaking positively, driving a car with speakers, that would be good. That's the same way that people evangelize. Driving with a car with loud music, and then they talk, inviting people to. Yes, people can create small clubs or community clubs, speak about it. Children can say their experiences. Now they changed. If they have changed, and now they want to be helped. There's people looking for help, but they don't know where to start. Some is fear. Some were probably beaten up when they went to the Red Cross for the first time, and bought, so that they don't pinpoint the drug lord. So the fear that is.
Now, how do we get our children to not do drugs?
That's one. Speak to them. Two, you keep an eye. You monitor their behavior. You introduce them to sports during their weekends, debate clubs, or activities. There's also reading clubs. I should put it. And here and there, if you are living in a society where there is drugs and you don't know whether a child is exposed, test them here and there.
Test them, ne?
Yes. Also do testing. Physical testing.
Sure.
Take them for that. It's expensive though.
You can just buy a drug test and you make them pay.
Yes. And then also if you have a psychologist, as a friend, invite him to the community. Let him can have one-on-one talks with them. Sometimes they are not willing to talk to you. They are not free because of the way you approach them. They want someone else that they are comfortable with.
But you even know, I've had this conversation because the month of June is Mental Health Awareness Month for men.
Yes.
Yeah. And the one thing that I have realized, especially within our black community, is that black men don't go to psychologists. Black men don't believe in mental health. But it's because when they walk into areas where they need assistance in a psychological manner, right? No one looks like them. No one comes from where they come from. So immediately when this is what you see, right, you already shut down and say that they will never understand.
How does the environment look like?
The environment, just imagine you yourself, ne? You're having difficulties and then your mother is forcing you, go to the psychologist. You guys stay in Dongeruk, eh? Nobody in Dongeruk in your street goes to psychologist things, eh? And your street looks the way it looks. And then now, where you are going, your guys are going there to Lady Pahamba, and it is a senior white man that is sitting there.
Okay.
Yeah, to come and help you with your psychology things. There's just no way. So one thing that I want to encourage you as black men, right, is go into the field of psychiatry and psychology so that you can help your brothers.
Okay.
Go into this field, right, so that you guys can assist each other, so that you guys can have that man-to-man conversation that you guys desperately need.
Education is free next year. We'll join that one.
But you have to apply this year.
Yes.
Uh-huh. So please, if you find yourself, right, especially with you, Hafeni, I don't think that this is something that is far from you, because you are a humanitarian. Your purpose in life is to help mankind, is to help the human race. So I don't think that this will be something that you can't do, because it is who you are. I would like for more men to go into the field of psychology and psychiatry. I would like for the hospital to be filled with psychologists that are male men that come from, one comes from Katutura, one is from Ausblick, one is from Okahanja, one is from Ochuarongo, one is from Onamatende, one is from Luderitz, one is from Hobabes, one is from Sources Flay, one is from what? But I need you guys, right, to go up in arms and fight the mental health crisis that we are having amongst men in this country by being the men that are at the front line, right? Receiving these men. Because imagine you at your big age, Afeni, ne? One day you are driving to work and you are going about your day, and then you see something, and then this thing, ne, just triggers you. It takes you to a place, ne, that you didn't even know that your mind shut off. And then, the whole day for you is a blur. You don't remember anything. Because things happen by, like, it's like no history of mental illness whatsoever, but this person is now having schizophrenia today. You know? Yesterday you were a normal person, today you're having schizophrenia. Yeah? And this is you. You are at the robot, you get out of your car, you take off your clothes. Right? And imagine you came from home, man. You put on your cologne, you put on, like, you came from home. A normal day for you. At the robots there, Kalutura Hospital. Eh? You take off your clothes, you get out of the car, you take off your clothes, and then you say, hey,
mwana
kudipangano. Yeah? That's you now. walking from car to car, kucha, hey, jele mense, but you, uline ange, shashonkwengu kazikwalene iku tundishi.
Yes.
So, now you are running, you left your car there, my dear, eh, to come and harass people naked. Then the police comes and then you are aggressive and then on a, because you are even a person with a gun. So all of a sudden they also find that there's a gun. So you are dangerous or like you are dangerous because nobody knows your medical history. Then they sedate you, right?
Yes.
And you wake up in the hospital, right? You wake up in the hospital.
I'm fastened onto the bed.
My dear, you are fastened onto the bed. You are naked. You are under a kumbathangane, but you wake up. And like the person that is talking to you, ne, is a short, small girl.
Yeah.
That's the person that is your doctor or your psychologist that you must tell your things. Will you truly be open to discussing and disclosing everything?
Not really.
Not really.
Won't
ne?
Be. Because until they have unless they really have a way of, they first need to.
You are first most in the hospital. First, you are in the hospital. So already from the hospital, you don't like, no. Why am I naked? Oh no, you had an episode, sir, and I think you had an episode of schizophrenia and with mild bipolar and borderline personality. You are being told these things. Are you gonna believe her?
Mm.
Are you? Will you believe her? Will you believe her diagnosis?
No.
Like I yeah. No. Yeah? So right now we're transporting you to psychiatry. You guys can take him away. So, when she says you guys can take him away, ne?
Yes.
Then you start screaming. Now, the problem is, ne, when you start screaming, like, ah, yeah, leave me, man. No, I'm not going anywhere. Like, what do you mean? Because there's a thing, right? when you are the patient, when it comes to psychiatry, ne? When you are the patient, the doctors and the nurses have a tendency of not listening to you. Because you are the patient. So,
you need help.
You know, we are helping you, okay? You're like, hey, but where am I going? Wow, isn't it? Yeah? No. He's dangerous. Sedate him. Ha. Another shot by there. He wake up in psychiatry with some guy that is standing there touching your nose.
And laughing.
Yeah, and laughing. He's touching your nose and laughing. Or even worse, you just wake up and then he's peeing on your face. Because of the nature of the place, Moss. And this is where you wake up to. So, now, another doctor comes in, and she's a white girl. Not senior. Because sometimes with senior, at least we trust. But,
yeah,
it's just a white girl that comes in, like, hello, my name is Dr. Brock, or Dr. Brock Niehoff, you know? So,
yeah.
Hi, so can we talk about what happened? Like, are you going to be forthcoming?
It depends now how, whether you are accepting the situation where you are in.
No.
Did you accept?
No, did you accept you? Because we are giving a narrative. Did you accept now? In these 5 minutes that I told you that you just woke up and somebody was peeing on your face and then the doctor came and then... Did you accept already?
I don't know.
Exactly.
It will be hard. I don't know whether I really accept
that. Like, have you processed anything yet?
I want to leave that area.
You see.
That's not my place that I'm used to.
But... If a guy like you comes in, ne, and says, "Kucha me bro, eh, Mr. Afeni, can you stand up so we can have a conversation quickly?"
Put in a bit of slang.
Eh, look at you, Kucha, you know, just to make me feel comfortable.
Yes. So, fera me outi.
Fera, you know, fera me outi. Yeah. I guess Dr. Peter. Comment se rend man? Comment se rend presse au piqué?
Singes, walk on the red lane.
Oza! Oh, me bro man. No, where is it in click?
Yeah.
You understand? So that's where the conversation already starts. Because, hey, so far as I think, like, I know what did Nana Habir. There, that's you, where you can even ask the doctor. Because, and that is basically because the doctor looks like you.
Yes.
The doctor, you can look at a black person, eh? And you can't tell where they come from at the beginning. Only when they start talking English, that's when you know, chai, your suburb, I. Your suburb. This one is suburb. This one is milk and honey and telemofreezer. Yeah. But it's telemofreezer. But then, apart from that, right? If it's not telemofreezer, which telemofreezer is also not a bad thing. But.
Mommy, I thank you.
Mommy, I thank you. Mm-hmm. But you can now relate to your doctor. And then you can now get better. Even when your doctor tells you, kucha, so is no me out in a ditang vachi head, ne? Hele se, de tani vihani. Mara, des yo este kier. So komos probier mar di medikasi, dan checkons who hand it. Verstaan je?
Yeah.
Yeah. Will you not go home and take your medication?
You will.
Ne?
You will go home, but now the whole thing is now. Home is home,
mm-hmm.
but where did the poison that placed you in that situation come from? Is it still the same environment?
You don't know
is
now.
Is it the same circle?
You don't know, because as we are not talking about home, we are talking about you being in a bad situation, and the only person that you have is someone that looks like you. That's why I'm encouraging you guys, go do psychology.
Okay.
Go do psychology, go do psychiatry. So that even when you see people that look like they are distressed, ne? Out there you can say, kucha, ah, me bro, ekek verk, he's obey the hospital. Come check me, man, mandah. Come check me, man, ek sin, JJ, struggle so big, mara. Ek can't you help, man? Will this guy not come?
He will come.
Exactly.
You will come.
Mm-hmm. But now, you're coming as a young man, you are having penis problems, and the person you are talking to is matriarch.
The lady.
Hey, matriarch. And matriarch is like, oh no, erectile dysfunction, huh? Giving it a whole name. Eh? My godness.
When you can just use a normal simple word.
So
tell me. Then they'll be like, tell me, what is your problem? And you're like, a Kragni stays me. I'm going to get hurt.
Okay.
Oh, you have an erectile dysfunction.
Okay, Mar.
Why?
Let's check, Mar. Hey, why?
Just started.
Yeah? When?
See? 3 months back.
Mm-hmm. What was happening 3 months ago?
I tried a drug.
Uh-huh. What type of drug was it?
It was a men drug.
A men drug?
Yes.
Like Viagra or what?
Yes.
Oh, was it Viagra or was it like Viagra?
Viagra.
Oh, where'd you get it?
I got it on the street.
On the street.
Facebook.
Oh, Facebook, ah.
Buy and sell.
Buy and sell Viagra, Facebook, ah.
Doctor, I treat all.
Oh, doctor, I treat all of it. Aha. Do you still have it?
Without, no, it's finished.
Oh, you used all of it?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
It was not prescribed by the doctor.
No, it was not prescribed by the doctor. Did you go to the doctor after that?
Yes, I went to the doctor, but I didn't tell them everything.
Oh, why?
I was shy.
Oh, is that... Is your doctor not your normal doctor?
No.
Oh.
I went to the state hospital.
Oh, and there are a lot of interns there.
Yes.
Young doctors. Girl doctors. Oh, ukavenane, guys. Ukavenane, I understand, that. I understand that we are empowering and all of that. But, there are so many girl doctors. Now there are no boy doctors for the boys. But also,
that understands.
Hey. So at the end of the day, guys, you need people that look like you.
Yes, we do.
Exactly. So thank you so much, Dr. Hafeni, for having us today. I know I caught you off guard. I know I caught you off guard, but it's fine. Because life is
always
full of
fine.
Surprises. Yes.
That's what you should know.
Because life is full of surprises, no?
As a human being, you'll never know what the future brings. Mm-hmm. So you just have to embrace it and move on.
Yeah.
Yes. Thank you very much.
You're most
Keep
welcome.
Keep educating and touching souls out there.
And bodies.
And bodies.
Bodies.
Ciao.
All right, ciao. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Ladies and gentlemen, we are talking about good parenting. We're talking about what it is to be a good parent. Now, before that, we are going to dive into a musical break just because, and we are asking the questions that you guys don't really want to ask because it's uncomfortable, but it's a new demos.
I was waiting for so long for a miracle to come. Everyone told me to be strong, and don't shed a tear. Through the darkness and good times, I knew I'd make it. And the world thought I had it all, but I was waiting for you. Away my tears, let it fill my soul and drown my fears. Let it shatter the walls for a new sun. It was dark, now there's light. But there was pain, now there's joy. Where there was weakness, I found my strength. All in the eyes of a boy. tears. Let it fill my soul and drown my fears. Let it shatter the walls for a new sun.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Elizabeth's World here on Eagle FM. I am joined by the oh so beautiful and also amazing Gisela. Mama G.
Yes.
What does it mean, Kero?
Ah,
they are more a title than you are. On to small mistake.
I'm Amechiveli, you just know.
Ah, ongini ne me sheri wanje.
Onawa, ongini anontoere anene.
Onawa! Opo uri?
Kati kaponawa ne.
Uri na akuru tunoko mwenyo?
Aisewe, jipo puma saratana.
Waza wanza. So today we, so on my show, right, I'm having the Chronicles. So the Chronicles are basically a series of questions that we are asking that are intimate questions, right, that we can't really ask anybody, you know, and maybe if we hear from other people's experiences, right, we will know if we are on track or not. So the ultimate question that we are asking is, how will I know? And then you fill in the spaces. So the whole month of June we are doing, how will I know? So it's, how will I know what church to go to? How will I know if my boyfriend loves me? How will I know if this is what, this that I'm studying is a good thing? How will I know if the lights are on? How will I know? How will I know? And then today's one is, how will I know if I'm a good parent or not?
Okay.
And
you clearly put me on the spot.
No, no, no. It's not, it's not really clearly putting you on the spot. It's a matter of you sharing your experiences, right? Okay. And what you've learned from your experiences as a mom. Because when I think of moms, ne, and when I think of phenomenal mothers, ne, you are in my list of the top five.
Alright.
Yeah. Because, ondishishi kucha, ngwe, gizela konje runo nawe.
Yeah.
That's who you are. Everybody, and even in your chilling what environment, people call you Mama G. You are a mother.
I don't even have. It's not a chilling environment as per se.
Uh huh.
It's just then to say it's my people. My
Gender. Your identity.
Humble aboard.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
You are known to be Mama G. So you are mother all the time. Even before children, you are mother. During children, you are mother.
Yeah.
So how has your journey been as a mom?
Well, my journey has been a little tough. Ups and hills on one side, good on the other. But I've got a strong support system.
Mm-hmm.
My strong support system comes from, people that are not even blood related, these people are the ones that keep me going. Because you know me,
mm-hmm.
you would know that I hustle.
Mm-hmm.
I'll even sell you a tire.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know how big or small it is, but I'll sell it.
Uh-huh.
I'll sell you the chicken wings.
Mm-hmm.
I'll sell you any other thing.
Mm-hmm.
But I let me not even lie. My support system are my brothers.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, you are my sister, but you are like my brother. But I grew up with more men because I grew up with my father. My mom passed away when I was 7. That was in 1992.
Mm-hmm.
And then Tate had a child.
Mm-hmm.
We were 3 when we came from exile. No?
Mm-hmm.
And then Tate got another child, which was Beata,
mm-hmm.
and that was in 93.
Mm-hmm.
I had to look after this sister of mine. I was at the age of what? 8?
Mm-hmm.
8, and, well, Beata, I looked after.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. After that, Tate is my support system. Tate is my everything.
Mm-hmm.
She comes to shove.
Mm-hmm.
He's still, you know, there. Sorry, I'm not supposed to insult. So she comes to shove is an insult.
Okay. Push comes to shove.
Push comes to shove.
Yeah.
My apologies.
Okay.
Yeah, I just say my support system is really my friends. Guys. And it's more my guy friends. I'd come there and then I say, okay, Bobby, please give me $100.
Mm-hmm.
He's probably not going to have it now.
Mm-hmm.
Arthur, please give me a 20.
Mm-hmm.
Maru, please. And it is onga kujia. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
$300. I'm going to, not that I'm going to give it back. It's just that I'm like, okay, now I work
mm-hmm.
or I don't work.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same thing. You know, for me, I don't like being put on this, you know, spot and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm just saying, I just do what I'm supposed to do.
Mm-hmm.
I've got children
mm-hmm.
with male
mm-hmm.
with the other gender.
Mm-hmm.
This other gender,
mm-hmm.
I'm not gonna go to court and say because you don't give me a $20.
Yeah.
I'm going to take you there. I'm not going to take you to court because I know my support system is going to give me.
Mm.
Whether they like it or not, you understand?
Mm.
Yeah, they will do it. And it's not, I'm not even threatening them. It's just them to say they know. If they don't do it, then who will give me?
Yeah.
Should I go tell myself, for example?
Yeah.
If I could, I would.
Mm.
But I don't. You understand? Yeah. Yeah. I guess that's all. I really don't know even what to say.
No. You are saying it exactly the way it needs to be said, and we are very grateful because, you know, there's somebody, the reason that I talk about certain things, ne, is because, Oshiri Monkara Mwenyone, Okunara, Elizabeth Akandumba, who are tapurikine, Goradione, and she's in tears because she feels like she's not a good mom, and she feels like, she feels down. And then she hears you saying, "Kucha, with my kids, I sell a tire, I sell a what, or shit."
For as long as your kids are eating, whether they are eating pap, noodles, instant porridge, for as long as you are able to provide, uno mueño, uno ñara, my dear, do whatever it is, you know.
And also then loving them, ne?
Yeah.
Because I see you are big there on the love.
No one is perfect.
Like I've seen it.
The love is always there.
Mm.
But you'd always nga to derailing akashona.
Yeah.
But it's not because you are derailing because unona.
It's
because of life obstacles and stuff.
Yeah.
So just like, yeah, pamwe, what I'm doing is not right. Pamwe chandini. But like I say, my support system just comes from my people, you understand? I put them as such. They are just my people. Regardless of what I've been through, losing a mother at that age, I mean, Tate has done his most until where he could, but I'm also not going to blame him for my life, whatever. I've gone through a lot. I've actually been molested before in my life. I'll say it here on the radio, wherever you listen. Yeah, and I've only come to terms with it, I think two, three years back, where my sibling and I had an intimate talk and spoke about all these things. But I always feel venting. I'll speak about something, and yeah, after I've spoken about it, then I've set myself free. Do you understand?
Yes.
So, yeah, just things like that. But mind you, my number one priority, it's not even my biological children. If someone says, it's difficult, but I do what I can for my kids, and that's what a mother should. Well, it's all out of love. And to set an example for the kids, that, like, no matter the situation, no matter the whatever, I must proceed. I must do whatever it is that I can do. Do you understand?
Yeah.
And if I don't do, who will?
Who will, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We are happy. We are happy you, like, at the end of the day, these must now know, there's no blueprint. This is how you are supposed to live life. There's no blueprint to it.
No, there is no blueprint. We do what should be done. Yeah.
And show up.
Who's going to show up for you?
No one.
No one.
You must show up for yourself, and then you must show up for your children also. But you have to first show up for yourself.
If you don't show up for yourself.
Yeah.
I swear to God. Or the greater power or whatever. No one will show up then for your children.
Yeah.
You understand?
Yeah.
It is what it is.
It is
what it is. Chashi, if Tara, ondina nandokana na Petrus. Opondiri mpono yako to Petrus, itapendo shike, Petrus itaningi shike.
Yeah.
But, I'm able to. Kanakanje, I'll just do it. Yeah, because
the only person that suffers at the end of the day is Mosnao. Not you, it's not Petrus, it's the baby.
It's the child.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. Shashi ngwe pite kaku chitandishi ningi and then Petrusi ta ganja.
People always, you know, people
like you are at the wrong place.
I always be taker. Even in my relationship, you know, you find someone and whatever, and then at the end of the day I'm just like, you know what, Mara, the stupid thing. Like literally, let's say stupid thing, for example.
Yeah.
Not such a bad word. Mm. You understand?
Mm.
And then you're just like, okay. Shouldn't I? Should I go with this person? Should I be with this person?
Mm.
But and with the people that I've had in my, I have in my life, I always andi, what is that word? I forgot the word. But then I always feel the people that I'm with, the people that want to be with me should be like my people, my group of people. Do you understand?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
They must not be outside of the group.
Outside of the group?
No, I mean like in terms of behavior and mannerisms.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not even about even behavior. It's just to say, I know, I don't think, because I know my people look after their people.
Yeah.
If you are with me here and you can't look after your people and you can't look after these people, then I'm sorry, we can't be people.
We can't be people. I mean, people about people.
People for people.
All right, my darling. Thank you so much for having given us some of your time this lovely Saturday afternoon.
Oh, yeah.
Anything, any last words, any motivations, any shout out?
I'm not even a motivational speaker.
Aye, oh, motivation. I keep fighting, sis.
Shout out to all the mothers. Please, mothers, you are doing the right thing. And shout out to all the fathers because, mind you, my circle has fathers.
Yes.
And these fathers are doing the most. Yeah? I'm sorry. I know it's June. People are going to say it's cliche and whatever. But I swear, I was raised by a father.
Yeah.
Fortunately, yeah. It's not even unfortunate. My mom passed away that time. But... And my circle has fathers.
Mm.
Fathers are being the best, to the Most High.
I think there's something that our generation did. They flipped the script, man. Especially there by the fathers, ne? They are not absent fathers at all.
No.
Not all.
I've got absent fathers. I have got absent fathers.
But many of them are trying.
To say that the people in my life, the fathers in my life, the men in my life are doing the best. They are doing the most. You understand?
Mm.
They are doing the best. They are doing the most. And I'm so proud of my circle.
Mm.
Because my circle does the most.
Mm.
My circle does the most. My circle is really the best. Well, my circle looks after me. And
yes.
I look after my circle.
Mm-hmm.
So, well, I'm grateful.
All right.
Yeah. Yes.
That's wonderful. Grateful. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, please.
All right, my darling. Have a good day.
Ewa.
All right. Ciao.
Ciao, ciao.
Alright, ladies and gentlemen. Hello, hello. How are you? We are talking about how will I know if I'm a good parent? So basically what we're saying is the way you are pushing for the kids, the way you are trying your efforts, ne? There is no such thing. Not unless you are hurting those kids, ne? And you are intentionally, putting them in dangerous situations. If you are not doing any of those two things, right? You are hurting those kids. You're putting them in bad situations. If you're not doing those two things, ne? Then the rest of what you're doing, you are trying. If you're trying every day, which, oh no, now Jesus, let me try for my baby, then yes, you are on track.
Funa si shale together. Alolo tando my darling, gifuna spa fageli pressure. Kizo ba Romeo, wenu Juliet.
Confused. Oh, na 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 na. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Ongi tumi nan kete we na.
Ashumi.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yabona banta banda steady, yeah. Kuti mi na na we so pele la wufeni. Take my heart, take my soul. I'll die for you, die for you.
Yabona banta banda steady.
What do you mean I know it? We were meant for each other, yeah. We Taliban is under some Hamana. See you not in being no patient, yeah.
Oh, Kazi zavumela na ukuthi singabangani. Kodwa sengiyabona ukuthi we were meant to be lovers. Athike my friends are friends. Lovers are lovers. We are friends oh.
Your maps doing the things. Oh, it is a wonderful, wonderful Saturday afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. And we are asking the question of how will I know if I'm a good parent or not? Now, we've had a series of people called and asked today, kucha, how do we do it? How do we parent? How do we become the ultimate parents that we want to be? And I think that as time is going on, we are slowly but surely coming into alignment with ourselves, and we are libalaring, guys, libalaring.
Ooh, yeah. And my lover, second in my mind. And what am I? Ta mère et ton père, je te dirai je t'aime, Libala, Libala. Monsieur le maire, oui, j'ai le vœu, Nalingi. Faisons une prière, remercions le bon Dieu. Unis pour la vie, faut plus prendre la tête. Mettons tous nos invités à l'aise dans la fête. Mawa, Libala, Libala. On revient de loin, personne ne sait ça. Seule ta mère pour soutien dans nos combats. Tu m'as changé, fait de moi l'homme que tu rêvais. Pour moi, tu as tout affronté, bébé, c'est bien pour ça. J'ai posé un regard sur toi, insistant certes, mais depuis je ne t'ai pas lâché. Ah, j'ai voulu que tu sois à moi. Tu m'as repoussé, déçu par les autres gars.
Tu m'as rejeté,
mais tel qu'une bête et sa proie. Je ne t'ai pas lâché, mais à mort. Pour toi l'amour n'existait pas, tu as fini par m'accepter. Quand tout le contraire, je te l'ai prouvé. Libala, c'est pour ça qu'aujourd'hui je te ramène devant le maire. Car c'est avec toi je vais vivre le meilleur ou la misère. Ta joie sera ma joie, ta souffrance sera ma souffrance. Le pacte ne peut être rompu depuis que je t'ai passé l'alliance. Personne pourra séparer notre union. Toi et moi c'est jusqu'à ce que nous mourons. Toi et moi c'est jusqu'à ce que nous mourons. Je me vois plus vraiment vivre. Si tu me quittes, chérie, n'a rien à voler. Ma tête reste ton bonheur, une perte. Si je deviens la cause de tes pleurs, maman.
When connectivity and uptime are everything, only Namibia's most advanced data center will do. The Armada Data Center is a Tier 3 by design, certified PCI DSS registered operation, designed to be the most connected and reliable center in the entire country to host your business. Robust security, diverse connections and true AB power ensures unrivaled infrastructure, while our business continuity facilities offer a co-location experience like no other. Visit armada.piratas.africa to find out more.
Andale ndio ngisenza nawe kodwa nomkhitha kangikithuba ndithethe nawe oh ndiyacela mamela ndiyacela mamela ngawe ndiyasivela ngawe ndiyasivela khawuleza sondela khawuleza sondela dikthando wempela thando wempela Sondela, kaweza sondela. Dikando wempela, tando wempela.
Hello?
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Elizabeth's World here on Eagle FM. Ladies and gentlemen, we have been talking time and time again for the past couple of hours about great parenting. Now, on the line, we have Selma Nakomba, my cousin, my dearest, dearest cousin. And she is also one of the phenomenal people that I consider to be great parents. And today, I just want to ask, okay, so you're doing laundry for you and your child.
Yes, obviously, Elizabeth. Really?
So you're doing that parenting thing.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. All right, Selma, how are you?
I'm going to go to the laundry.
You're in the air. You're in the air like this.
Elizabeth, please.
Because you guys want to come here with fancy answers. I'm just asking about your journey as a... Yes. How has your journey as a parent been? As a parent.
It's hectic, but we are surviving. We are doing the same for you.
Ne?
Mm-hmm.
What made it hectic?
You know, kids nowadays, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
It's not the same anymore. Our parents did a great job, so mm-hmm. we are going to do the same.
Mm-hmm.
Failing here and there, but mm-hmm. we are soldiering on.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it's not hectic in sense of, okay, affordability.
Mm-hmm.
Affordability is okay as mm. long as you are having good life choices or whatever.
Yeah.
But in terms of, you don't have control over certain stuff.
So when mm-hmm. it comes to your daughter, for example, what is your biggest fear in terms of
you know, the prayer nowadays is Oka Nagaja should not be an example of a rape case.
Mm-hmm.
That fear.
Mm-hmm.
That is my biggest fear.
Okay.
Drugs, alcohol,
so basically, like, you don't want injustice towards her humanity, and also you don't want her to be an example of anything, and also you don't want her to make bad life choices.
What you said.
Okay, so what type of future do you see for her? Or what type of future do you want for her?
We are living for tomorrow.
Uh-huh.
I live for tomorrow. Or future.
For now, you just want to make it through this one.
Yes.
And then when we get there, then I can say. Mm-hmm.
Expectations are not what you know at this age. What is it? We've gone through that.
Mm.
Mm.
And comparisons also. Like, there's nobody that fears a second baby like a mother of one.
My God,
the run.
I know it's the age, but
2016 was the last time you gave birth.
Okay,
no, Kashona. I know, Kababit.
Nenda kunanga ndongonga. Okay. One more to go.
Ne nendo longo.
Mhm. Tata ninga 9 months.
So at least
after a year.
Mhm. Okay. Mm-hmm. But all in all, when you are going through your roller coaster and your emotions and stuff, when life is hitting you hard, how do you make it?
Yeah, how do I make it?
Because you are here now, so we see clearly you made it. Clearly you are here, so you of made course. It. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. So how do you make it?
Roller coaster, make sure you eat.
Girl, no matter what you're going through, you must eat.
You have energy more to fight back. Make sure you eat, my dear. Take care of yourself. Mm-hmm. Health is wealth. Health will enable you to do things, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Even if it's a roller coaster, shampara, we know health. It matters a lot.
Yeah.
But overall, having a little one gives you that extra strength to do what you have to do, to put bread on the table or whatever you guys say.
Yeah. They also say that Okana is for me, okay, like for me, for example, I've got two children. To biologicals. So with my son, my son was my saving grace. Me, in my life, I never thought that I would even reach the age of 30. It was just, it's not that I thought I was going to die or anything, in addition, picturing God, like, and then I'm going to be 30, and then I'm going to be going to 35, and then, you know, I just never pictured it. And when he came into my life, I feel like he saved me from many things. And his presence saved me from many things because I chose to be his parent. I chose to be his mother because I chose and then with my daughter, right? My daughter is teaching me patience and wisdom.
Patience
that be wrong on him, Mikaela, my dear, and they will. My darkness.
Even when they are doing certain stuff,
before
my daughter left for holiday, with a packet of moss, and I'm like, I don't have patience. I'm like, if he could do any packet of moss, I'm like, I. I don't have that patience that I carry on to the packet most. Then at the end of the day, she has to be doing stuff for herself most. Come on, she's 8.
She must.
Lack of patience. I have patience. I don't have patience.
Shashi, no. Thereby, like with me, right? I must be patient in terms of my daughter doesn't stop crying. It's not like my son. My son, okwemo eranja where I had to grab him quickly. Nakaratira inasha shokana kokamati. So I had to be firm with him. So your hatira njekashona ndivuru kucha elu ndoka zaronga ku mem, you know. Then you find Mikaela ya stopo kulira. If she's crying for the remote, she's turning 2. But if she's crying for the remote and you take away the remote, right? She will stand for at least like a good 20 minutes. It's just the sound. Tadana manga tadimba mbera kuchoku itariri. Tadimburuko. I'm telling, and there's nothing in the world you can do to make her keep quiet. So you just wait for her to finish that. Whatever she's doing. What trying to get when it's when I get wrong, care of baby, mommy. Ah. But the thing is that we're not trying to raise people like that. We don't want people like that. Only your shame and to
Shpewa.
Nenge, you always get your way.
Yeah.
Hi. Okay, mo tito kapewa at kutegerera umwene. Eh, at kutegerera umwene nkero.
Shash.
At kutegerera umwene, mommy has patience. Mommy is working on patience. Ne? Shashi no kara kukuziru.
You know about the startup ring?
So you know how kukuziru, you know how, like, oh, just, let's just finish this.
But don't give them what they want always.
Yeah. No, but there's a difference between the things that they want, right? There are some things that are for them. You know, mommy, I want sweets. Mommy, I want chips. Mommy, I want a toy. You cannot say. Exactly.
Okay, sure.
Exactly. So there's a difference. There's a limit, most now. I cannot go with you in the shop just because we are in the shop, right? Doesn't mean you can have everything in the shop. Because the day that you guys can have something in the shop, ne, I inform you. Kucha guys, we are going to the shop and everybody is having a budget of $50, my children. You guys can go and take the things that you want in $50. But other days, it when you go store to carry the nyomboro to shasho take aranba. Ngero ndino $5 you ureke, taturande ni ureke. But apart from that, ngero toka tarano meho matraka, katareno meho. Mara, apart from that, we are not getting that. Na unkwetu shawa lili, opotashe taposhige.
Listen, na tokwa zika kwa benza, watu mombo roto ndo chep sote nika.
Bra!
Ndo
Exactly, punda na rude koko kezimba. But that's not the protocol. And I don't want my kids to be the type of kids that roll in the shop.
Yeah.
I don't want that. So now I'm teaching her kucha otikumwani sankerongeri nohara. I will also allow you without violence, without anger towards you, to cry out your emotions and feel your emotions, Ankero. And when you are ready, I'm here. And then with my older kids, ne, Elu and Natasha. With them it is kapunumanyami mpeaka. Like there's no nyams. When we're going with mommy to the shop, ne, we go and we do what we are doing. And also the art of asking. My children ask. Kucha, mommy, can I have a doll? Mommy, can I have a truck? Then I say, kucha, okay, right now I have a lot of money. So yes, you can have. I don't have.
Mommy, can I have juice?
Yes. Yeah. But the asking, right? I know that because there's this thing of there's this issue that it's not really an issue, but opunonga kema when Elu goes to his father's house and when Elu is at home. At his father's house, his father gets irritated by the asking. Because Elu is Elbi yikusire. So mommy, can I have chips? Mommy, can I have yogurt? Mommy, can I have the only things that they don't ask for is fruits, because the fruits are theirs fully. Fully theirs. The chips they have to ask, because it is between the chips for school and the chips for enjoyment.
Of course.
Yes, you understand. So there's that one. Then there is the fruits. The fruits are is like theirs. It's their leisure. When they finish, I refill. There's no complaints about fruits. There's no nothing about fruits. But everything else, they have to ask. Shashi, no. Ape andara ndu yogata, ukutura mubaki. Ape andara nda uchepsa, ukutura mubaki. Ukuki, ukutura mubaki. But there are also some things that are for them. But if they take it too much, ne, then it's bad for them. You understand? Like that, that 5 kg of cookies, for example. Shasho, tara jara na sikoshima tashipumo in one day, Mos. So, but then with fruits, nobody's getting diabetes from fruits. Yeah, exactly. So that's why we don't need to ask them. So, Pefe, at the father's house, the father gets irritated. Elu, it's our house. Just eat whatever you want to eat.
A parenting style,
where you are having one discipline and the other one is having another discipline. So now the problem is that Elu can't do that. Yeah, he can't just decide that he's going in the fridge and then he's taking the custard and then he's eating. Shijai. No, he cannot do that.
On the right track.
Yeah, he has to ask. Now his father is so irritated, like, no, but it's our things. And then I told the father, okay, what about the day, that you bought your burger?
Yeah.
Eh? And then you put it in the fridge. And at this point, Elu is most now not a child anymore. Yeah? Because you guys, we think that they automatically change into something else when they are older, but they don't. They enhance this that we taught them when they were babies, most. So now you are with Elu that is 18 years old and he's there with at home with you, and you bought your burger and you put it in your fridge so that you can come and eat it after work because he's big enough to be cooking at home and taking care of himself inside the house, and there's no reason for you to eat my burger. Remember the whole day, you understand? So you come back and this same person that you're telling to just be taking things, has eaten your things, and because he's lazy and he doesn't, then what? Then what if this is who he becomes? Then he goes to go and work one day and at the fridge at work, he's eating out people's things. He's eating out people's things because he doesn't have boundaries. You know? So he finally understood, because I told him that it's not from here. It's a something that goes on all the way until we are older. Up until now, Selma, in your heart, even if you go out and eat. Ovulukuja imbobo kucha ovulukuja nyama tango.
Why?
No, because this. Yes. Exactly. So these are the principles that we are putting within our children, right? That serves them a good purpose. Shash, you know, if you take the principle of get full first on real food before you eat meat. Yeah. Right? It is going to be the same as work first before you play.
Yes.
Eh? Do important things first before you go in for enjoyment.
Yes.
And then this becomes the principle of your life. Because onkurugo nare, it's only that onkurugo nare karia popinawa. They didn't explain things to us properly. But when you use certain things and you look at them from holistically, from your whole life's point of view, the type of person that you have been is the same type of person from Erirono Netemba. First of all, we have to get our nutrients in. We have to get our important things in. Then we can get the protein. Because at the end of the day, we are running on these calories that we're eating Mimbobomo.
Of course.
You see? And also, even if Shimbungu ye atalio shimboboka.
Yeah.
O halita jonya, o ye atalio nyam, manganyeta mfadhu kapu. Shashimbungu ikoro nyam. Maranyo majombu imbobomos.
Ushingano choshika anuantu hajo nyamatango. Tashingo wazi katori ontu itaji imbobota kusamu nyama. That's why hairipotango.
But then, the thing is that, we are teaching ourselves, right? We are teaching ourselves impatience. And then also, we are teaching ourselves to get the pay before the work. And then, at the end of the day, on ngwari monyamanga odne, tangone, you will see in his life, kuchwa, on tungunohajo nyama tangongo. That is why you can find somebody, ne? Tapea, and then can I see Marua Yokuya Kirongongura?
Ajonyamatangongo.
Shashino, on to Ajimbo Botango, or having Burkoko Chakanga Kisira, or Shen, okay, or renting, or Skorayokana, or taxi money and Jaturara aside, Kashinshia, which are let's just wing it and pray to God. My dear. Kandi shishara, like why are you taking off your salary, your whole salary of 7,000 away to remoka wa letter for what? What is your problem? and then tomorrow at kapu no shima sha oshi inaisha for ba. Sha shino na shito pwe amo 200 and dono ne? You are the mono akucho da pwa moshi jai.
Oshone.
Okamo nana to siki kembo munaro 400 or renti na ifutwa na tango. Every time you're always making provisions. Oldi onyama tangu.
Yeah.
Yeah. Shashino noho, everybody knows. Kucha, you must wait for the money to cool down. Ha.
Naipore?
Naipore akut. Oh, imaribu kwa hii denge kongwe na watu manale.
Amana iduwe mangit.
Ah, na iduwe mangitu. That's the thing with our generation, ne? I feel like, we are so smart in our mouths, ne? We are so smart. We talk so nice. Watu popi na wa shiri, man. Marini manjita tu popo maula ya ara shiri shiri.
You know
you can hear a whole motivational quote, ne? About not going to work.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, because you have to thrive for yourself. And you have to, share the whole quote, or the whole message, ne, is just nonsense. So, we in our parenting styles, I think we are doing a good job.
I know we are.
Ne?
No, we are.
That's good. I feel like we are really, we are trying, considering the fact that we had no idea how to do it. Nobody actually ever tells anybody how to do it. Yeah,
I
grown,
your own way. I can tell you, this is, but at the end of the day, just do it your own way.
You know,
just learn as you go as well. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, there was a time where I was in ICU. I think 2 years ago, I was in ICU, but before I went into septic shock, I was crying so hard, Selma. In my life, I was crying so hard. Do you know why I was crying? I didn't have a life cover. To just take care of our own, our children.
Don't raise the child for yourself. Raise the child for other people. Shampa waziko komba daivi. Anto putaka kaita managingo. Yesi no kucha ai hano.
Hano andi vulkuka kusapu. Not those things of leaving your child behind. Ujanta kusapu kan.
Ujano, oshe, oke umo. Ah, guys.
Oweka monanga anke takakarangat.
Ai ucha atakutu. Miaka uyenu ukutu awako nendo kapenja kake shishi.
Ehe. Kake shisha ilongara yo enenge.
Sini mambia yo nukuchua otaka tulwa meshin. Mendo kukuchua. Mamo nea uke imahata uwa meshin.
No, anga kwa hathi umbira mewa shi meshin.
Oo?
Ehe. Ano, oo? Wapapia wafo mkulunto, eh? Kucha, oo. Mkulunto. Kucha, oo. Media. Ehe. Otimbaka, my dear, what's family meeting?
Can I answer this caller? Can I put you on hold?
No, you can't put me on hold. We are on air.
on the no delivery day.
Wanenkero, but thank you so much for your time. I love you so much and I appreciate you.
We should meet up.
Of course. That is most the biggest lie that we tell each other in the 21st century. We should meet up. Yeah. We should do lunch.
Don't worry.
You see, next time, I don't worry. Mara, where are you? Vintuk? I'll make time. No problem. I love you so much.
Love you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Keep well.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. For those that don't know that I have family members, that is my family member, Selma. That's my cousin, Selma. We are also talking. I have relatives. Even when I tell you guys, no, me, Lona. Whoa. Sometimes. And the Timbane also. No, you know, but good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Good afternoon to you. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about parenting. We're talking about the ins and the outs of parenting and what we assume it should be and how will we know if we're doing it correctly.
Mama.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. How are you guys doing? If you guys are here, we are doing Elizabeth's World and we're talking about parenting. How will I know if I'm parenting correctly? And then also, I know that the subtitle was also about trauma and traumatizing, but that one we're going to cover it. We have time. We are going to cover it. I just realized that we spent a lot of time on one conversation and we don't move to the next conversation quickly because there's so much to say. So, ladies and gentlemen, when we talk about parenting, it is really, everybody has their own parenting style. The only thing that I am asking is don't torture the children. Find out what torture is for starters and then don't do that one. Mm-hmm. And don't abuse the children and don't put them in dangerous situations. But if you are not doing any of those things, if you don't believe that you're doing any of those things, because you have to have okana kontima, you understand? You have to have a conscience. So when you are brutalizing children and you can feel, you know, nobody did this or nobody does this or you don't want anybody to find out about it, then that is bad. But if you're not doing any of that and you are really honestly just trying as a parent to do your best and to be the best role model, to be the best person for these little people, that you have their childhoods in your hands, right? Then I believe that you are doing a good job. There are days that you're going to feel like this is bad. But as long as you're getting up every day to try for them, because they didn't ask to be here and you didn't also ask to be here and somewhere, somehow you survived, right? Make sure that these children are not on the couch of a psychologist one day saying, my childhood because my mother, my childhood because my father, my childhood because my grandmother, my childhood because of my caretaker. Let it be. Live your life in such a way that you are not the reason that somebody needs therapy. That is my motto in life. Kucha, these kids can need therapy, but the therapy must come because of other factors. It must not be a me thing. I must not be at the center because even if I'm not there in that room that day, I will feel very embarrassed for myself in all my body because then that means, I put them in harm's way. And obviously, when we talk about traumatizing situations and we talk about life in general, right? We can't determine what affects you in which way and, what you consider to be trauma or what messed with your mind. We can't determine, okay, so maybe us sleeping hungry today traumatized my child or maybe us eating too much traumatized my child. You can't really pinpoint that one. But if you have conversations with your children, you will know exactly how they feel about certain things. And also, when I say conversations, the same way you wait for your boss to finish talking when your boss is talking, allow the child to finish talking, allow the child to express themselves, allow the child to be free and open with you. And obviously there are some stages where the child is now getting into the stage of they don't want to tell you certain things. But if you create the platform from the very beginning of open communication and non-judgmental communication, right? Then maybe, just maybe, you will have a better chance at having a good parent-child relationship. Also, for those that have done bad, I know that there are parents out there that had struggled, right? You had struggled with life and maybe at the beginning of your child's life, you had struggled with life, you had struggled with depression, you were not the nicest, you were not fully there and present, right? I believe that acknowledgement and explaining something is is a way to go. It's the stepping stone to having a good relationship with your children. For example, you're going through a divorce and you are going through depression, right? Go and explain to your child at some point that at the time when you were 5 years old, 6 years old, ne? For all those times that I wasn't there, the problem was that I was very sick. I was going through a lot and I was not feeling well. You don't have to go into the details of the divorce, or you don't have to go into the details of the bad environment, or you don't have to go into detail as to what was done to you or what you had done to others, right? You can just explain where you were at. In terms of your emotions, in terms of why you behaved the way you behaved. And I think with that, they can have understanding. Children are not stupid. Children are not these. Children have more understanding than many adults because they listen wholeheartedly. They listen to hear what you are saying when it is an explanation. They try and they hear you. So it's not like a person that you are in a relationship with, you are telling them, Kuchami, I really don't like that, because they are already looking at you or listening to you with this thing of, this one always just wants to. No, children are not like that. So have conversation, you know. I'm a child that has experienced, I've experienced most bad things, you know, when you think of, a child that's not in a good environment. I've experienced, a lot of bad things, but one of the things that I commend my mother on is that my mother was not a beater. My mother is not a beater. My mother came from a household where she was physically abused in terms of being beaten, and she decided that she's not going to be beating her kids. And I can tell you honestly that she didn't beat. She was not a beating parent, but she spoke. So she has a sharp tongue, ne? She has zero protocol. She has a sharp tongue, but it's not insults. It's not bashing. It is more about reprimanding and talking. She will talk. She will talk. She will talk. And even when things were bad, at some point she came to sit down and then she said, I am very unhappy. I am very unhappy. I'm feeling disappointed. I'm feeling very bad that this is something that has happened, and that is why I am like this. Especially with her divorce. She explained that it's not that she doesn't love her husband, it's just that it's not working out. And with this explanation, I understood. Instead of us just, we wake up and then the man is not there anymore, or we wake up and the people are doing what, it was more of understanding where she was coming from. And for this, I commend her, because I give her a round of applause. I clap hands for her, because it put me in a place of understanding that people do break up and people do not stay together for the rest of their lives. It doesn't mean that they hate each other. It doesn't mean that they hate you. You are not even part of it. And this is one thing that she has always told me, that you are never going to be a part of any of my dilemmas. You are not part of the dilemmas that I'm going through. This is just my life that I'm going through, something that is happening to me. And it's just unfortunate that you are in the vicinity of my life, because you are my child. But we are not getting a divorce because of you. We don't love you less. We don't hate you. You are not a bad child. You are absolutely good. And this is something that she explained. And from this time, and this is something that happened when I was like 8 years old, 9 years old, 10 years old. From this time, I understood that, after her being my mother, she was a woman. And she's also a person. She's a daughter. She's a child. She's a daughter. She's a sister. She is a grandmother. She is so many more other things. And she's not just put in this box of my mother, but she is an employee. She's an employer. She is breadwinner. She is so many things. So this is something that made me stay clear out of her relationships and out of her arguments and out of the things that don't concern me, ne? I was not part of it. Even when she argues, with her siblings, right? I'm not part of that one. I'm not part of the fights that she goes through in life. Or she can be having, I remember with one of her friends, Merauna, they had an argument, but it was like a heated argument, like part of, like, those kinds of arguments where you guys go for at least 2 years without talking to each other. But I can tell you today that even though they were arguing, because I was such a big part of Merauna's life and Merauna was such a big part of my life, Merauna is still picking me up for weekends. Merauna is still going with me to Cape Town. Merauna is still going to show me the world. Merauna is still teaching me history. Merauna is still like it doesn't mean that just because we as adults are having conflict doesn't mean that we should throw our children into the conflicts that we are having as adults. And even if I don't see eye to eye with you in terms of our friendship, it doesn't mean that I should take away the love that my child has for you or the love that you have for my child, you know? And I think that, I gained respect and I gained knowledge from these experiences because I'm also part of the conglomerate within our family where if somebody is fighting, they can fight, but me, I'm not part of it. So if my aunt and my mom are fighting, they can call me and they can talk about each other. Then I was like, okay. I will listen. Eh? I can even contribute if I want. Eh? But even if it reaches the other side, it's still a conversation of, oh yeah, she told me. So I will tell you what I said. Because I've most probably already said it to you. So it has never been a thing of, yeah, I'm not talking to my mother. You're not allowed to go to my mother's house. Never. It has never been, I'm not talking to my sister. You're not allowed to go to my sister's house. It has never. And I think that is a good way to parent. It's the same as co-parenting. I know there have been multiple occasions where we had disagreements, my son's father and I, we had disagreements, but child was still picked up like clockwork. The child was still gone to the weekend like clockwork. The child still got their things from their dad like clockwork. Eh? They were still picked up from their mother's place like clockwork because the child has nothing to do with it. So let us go on that principle. Let us go on, let's do our part as the parent, as the guardian, as the caretaker. And from there, we can most probably, right, do this parenting thing correctly. From me, Elizabeth, I bid you guys farewell, and that is sharp.